I got a little over 400 left in the account that I can use. I said, I'm going to use it on Facebook. I'm going to put all I can and buy the best put I can with insurance. I brought it that morning. It hit that afternoon. It went from 400 to 5,000. I wake up, I was like, 5,000? Wait, what?
You went from using $500, putting in the correct strategy, and then the next day, boom, you turn it into 5,000. That's like 1,000% return.
It was 1,100%.
Do you feel like you were meant to live a life of financial abundance? Like you know your money is supposed to work harder for you than you work for it? Maybe you heard about the stock market and the new millionaires being created and wonder, why not me? Maybe you want to invest in the stock market, but you don't know where to start. Maybe you have a 401k or an IRA, but you want to enjoy your money now, not just in retirement. Maybe you've already had some success in the stock market, but you want to take it to the next level. Working for somebody else and watching free YouTube videos will only get you so far. To truly be financially free, it takes a strategic game plan, an investor's mindset, and a willingness to take calculated risks. When you're ready to get out of the rat race and onto the fast track, join us here where we break down how to manage money, how to navigate the stock and options market, and how to approach investing with the right mindset. I'm Jason Brown, stock market coach and options trader, and this is the Money Markets and Mindset Podcast. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I got an awesome episode for you here today. I'm sitting down with one of our members, Tanisha, and this young lady has just been on fire with the strategies that we've been teaching inside our community, with the tactics, the puts, the calls, making money in both up and down markets and not having to guess which way the stock is going, but being prepared no matter which way it's going. That's what this interview is all about. Tons of gems being dropped. So tune in and let's bring Tanisha on.
How are you?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm good.
I want to thank you for connecting with me. And, you know, before we just dive into, you know, the market, what you've been learning, what you've been doing, I just want you to know it's important that reason I like doing these is because people don't necessarily get to hear from like real traders or like everyday people. Like they see ads, they hear all the online gurus or even the fake ones, right. But they don't get to just hear from like a person who's just like, I'm just trying to figure this out and I'm starting my journey. And so that's really, you know, why I love doing these is just, you know, I saw some of the things you're starting to implement that we've been teaching with put options, which a lot of people don't even
I made money about. The last 2 days. I made more today than I did yesterday.
And that's, I love it, right? And a lot of our community did because the market was down, but we're now learning that you don't have to panic. So, so that's why I love doing this. So just, you know, share with us, like, where was your trading at before? And like, how are you trading? Like, how are you trading now? Like, how did you come to, what brought you to even want to trade? Let's just start there. And then let's talk about how your trading was now or investing and then how it is compared to after you learned some stuff.
Okay. So I am an old school computer geek, entrepreneur type, always trying something because I wasn't going to work a 9-to-5 my entire life. Of course, life happens. It doesn't work out the way you dream. And right. I've had so many failures in businesses, and I mean big, good ones, too. I mean, glorious failures, you know, where my mom would be like, you know, there's no millionaire who doesn't have glorious failures like this. So go with it. Right. And you take years to recover. And I finally get debt free again. And I was going to quit my job at the end of 2020. And I thought it would be a good time because they were stressing me out. I didn't want to do a claim. And I said, you know, I don't have to take this. There's got to be a better way. Well, long story short, it worked out and I didn't quit my job, but I cashed out one of my 401ks under the Roth, under the Corona Act.
Okay.
Instead of blowing all the money, I put some in crypto to sit. I moved back home to California because I did a little moving around when I was going to do all of this. And then I said, I can buy sneakers. I'm a sneakerhead. And I brought some sneakers, but I only brought so much. And I was like, I need to put this chunk of money somewhere and reinvest it. I don't just want it out here, you know. And one of my brother's buddies, that we've known for like 20 years, he's been into crypto and stocks for a while. And I was like, when I'm ready, I'll come to you. And I wasn't ready until I came back home. I knew I was good. Everything was paid off. And if I'm going to learn to invest, I'm learning to invest with money I don't need, right? So it gives a different energy of, you know, I don't have to feel like panic because, you know, well, the job didn't go anywhere. I've been there almost a decade now. So I have rent paid. I can still eat nicely. I go to brunch with my friends and I can learn to invest. And he gave me your name. So he has a stock group. It's about now it's five of us because I'm in it. And he gave me your name and I started watching your YouTubes. And I was like, I'm never going to get this. It's Chinese. What do you mean reading candlesticks? I literally would sit there and be like, what is this? What is this? It was literally Chinese to me. And all I know is, you know, Spanglish and English. Okay. That's it. So I knew that I didn't want to get started without classes. I knew enough. I had taken enough real estate courses and enough courses in life to know that I didn't want to start this without training. I mean, that's just how, when you're an entrepreneur, you just know, you know, that's the way that you need training. It just is what it wasn't even a question. It was a question of, well, who do I go to? And like I said, they gave me your name. So I started with you on YouTube and you have the option five lessons. You have all these other lessons. You have everything. And it was actually a few of these I went through. I was like, those are regular people. Like, I should be able to, I'm smart enough. You know, I went to a decent college. I've had a good career. I should be able to do this. And I'm a numbers and pattern girl like you. So I was like, okay, so this is actually up my alley. So once I started getting it, I was like, and I don't mean getting it like getting it. I just mean starting to understand a little bit at a time. I was like, I think this is going to be good. And I was paper trading. You know, it's paper trading. I started in September of last year. And I was like, I'm doing great in paper trading. My buddy was like, it's not like real trading. You need to jump in and do your first one. I was like, huh? What you mean? And I am one of those people who are just like, well, let's just do it if I'm going to do it. So the first, I think, 5 weeks, I was killing it in my head. I hadn't learned everything, but I knew enough to make some money. And then November hit and I had nothing in place and I knew enough to lose a lot too. So I think I was up in my account like $5,000. I was like, I got this. And then November hit, I didn't have stop losses. I didn't have any strategies. I didn't have anything. And I was like, I need some more learning. And I've taken your course. I have your courses. Even Black Friday, I brought the rest of the courses, which I haven't gone through yet because I'm still formulating the basics in my mind. So I keep going back to the two basic courses. Well, not now that you have a basic, I mean, foundations and the regular options.
Options course. Explained. Yeah.
I keep going back through those and some YouTube videos and, you know, just I'm focusing on those right now. And as I'm learning the strategies as they're coming up, by the time I get to the training, I'll have a little bit of knowledge on that. But really, it's learning to have patience, learning not to just jump in. All of that is part of why you have to just start, because you don't get any of those warm fuzzies with the paper trading. But when your money's on the line, you like, I jump in. Why did I do that? He's taught us all the time. It's support and resistance, but I'm listening to this and that and jumping in and think it's going to do this. And I did all of that. And so by the end of the year, like I said, November, December were real tough. But if you remember, even when you had all those sessions and bonus sessions, I might not have been trading heavily, but I kept coming to classes. I kept coming to the meetings. I kept just, let me just soak it in. You know what I mean? And I knew I was going to start over in January. And by the end of the year, I had some choices to make on what losses to realize, because I had some time on some of them. But I knew from listening to you that, I mean, I at least write 3,000 off. So I realized 3,000 and said, well, I have time on these other ones. Some of them may come back and they may not. And majority of them, I have a May and June call that I'm still just letting ride. And this week I realized some more because I had such a great first 5 weeks of the year that I'm like, I could start realizing some of these without it feeling like I'm just taking losses.
Yeah.
So January, no, a couple of weeks ago, you were fussing at us. And I mean, fussing in a good way. Fussing in a way, like a concerned, you know, coach. And you were like, we have all these things here. We have forms. We have this, we have that. And I wasn't using the forms. I wasn't using any of those things. And the last 2 days while the market was tanking, it was actually trades I found in the form, because 2 weeks ago, you gave us that talk. And I was like, you gave us five strategies to handle five different fears. And then you gave the talk.
Is that the one we did, the technicals and the practicals?
Technical and the practicals. And from that moment on, I've been using, I still have to go back over it. I've been using the technical strategies of like 3-to-1 or any, you know, things like that when I am opening a trade. Now I don't have any trades without insurance. And the money I made the most these last couple of days were things that were mentioned in class or in the form. UPS was mentioned on the form. MasterCard was mentioned on the form. And then you mentioned Roku in class. And so I just started watching it to see, oh, it shot up a little bit. Maybe it'll shoot down. And I did that today. And when it shot up, I brought a put. And when it shot down, I got out. You know what I mean? So,
nice.
So that's pretty much the gist of my trading journey. I've only been in it since September, honestly. So I'm honored that you even asked me to even do this.
Yeah, well, I'm honored that you decided to come on, Tanisha. And for those who don't know, Tanisha is one of the students at Power Trades University. So I want to unpack a few things that you said, and then we'll talk about like one of the trades you did last week on Facebook. Right. Where you made like $5,000. I hope it's okay that I say that. But we'll talk about that trade in a minute because it's powerful because you made money from it falling. And most people just trade one direction. They hope the market goes up. But there's a couple of things you said that I want to unpack that has nothing to do with me. First of all, I don't know who referred you, but most people don't have friends that – I'm just grateful you had a friend that when you said, I want to get involved with the stock market, it sounds like you didn't have a friend or a crew that's like, girl, that stuff don't work. Why you want to do that? You go lose money. I like that you had a circle that said, hey, you need to check this person out. They didn't say, don't buy a course. You can learn that on your own or this stupid. Don't even try it. They encouraged you and pointed you in the right direction. So, you know, that's huge, first of all, because your environment, because some people don't have a supportive environment. You go to your friends like, I think you should get involved in the stock market. Like, why you want to do that? Mm-hmm. So how does it even feel, first of all, just having a circle that's financially astute, maybe was already investing, which they were able to put you on? You know, how does that feel having that circle versus not having that circle? Because I would imagine you probably have some friends who aren't part of this investment circle who probably don't get the same encouragement that you got when you brought an idea to the table.
Well, you know, I've been very fortunate. There's something about me my mom always says, and is that I don't meet strangers, right? Everybody. So I acquire great people around me. I did learn from the college that I went to, and I'll just say it, I went to USC, that alumni and networking is huge, right? So I live in Southern California. You can imagine what USC is in Southern California, unless you go to UCLA. That's a whole nother story. So I've pretty much come out the gate with great friends, right? And along the way, I just acquire really good people around me. And everybody knows I'm, like I said, I'm the entrepreneur. So I'm always going to try something. I'm always, and I hate to use the word failing, but I failed many times.
Me too.
right? And it's just, you know, it's also part, I don't believe in coincidences. I believe everything's, you know, kind of, it works the way it's supposed to work. So when the student is ready, the teacher appear type situation. And I have enough people around me that when I say, okay, I want to do this, well, who in my Rolodex, you know what I mean, of people that I know are investing. And so I went to them. I have a brother. He's like a play brother, but he's into crypto heavily. I talked to him first. I talked to the guy that, who led me to you and put me in that group. And so it's who do I know is already investing that I can talk to. And a lot of my even close buddies, they're investing in different ways. So I have people around me already who are in the mindset of, you know, none of us trying to work forever. You know, and it's about who you keep around you, I think. And I've just been fortunate to keep a lot of good people around me. And we have all sides to us. It's just that included in our sides are, you know, business-minded people. So I'm fortunate to have a lot of people around me I can pluck from, and they can pluck from me with the things that I know. You know, I've taken a lot of courses, classes, learned a lot over the years. And this is what I think is going to be the next level for me.
And I think what's huge about it is like people have to understand if they didn't go to a certain college or don't have these certain friends, it's power in being part of a community. Because even though you got that circle, You're like, I found these three, four traits from the forums and from the community that we have here. And so you're like double dipping. You got your own community outside of our online community, but then you also got your online community that's finding trades as well. And so I think it's important for people to understand that, like, find your tribe, even if it's not us, right? Because, I mean, we're not the only stock market education. Right. You know, I would enjoy if people join us. But I think the bigger picture is, like, find your tribe. Because I always say, like, if you finding trades and, like, everybody in the forum is finding trades, like, I got two eyes. But with yours, I got four. And when with the rest of the community, we got, like, 1,000 eyes. Like, did you see this today? Did you see Tesla today? It's forming a W pattern, this, that, and the third. And then that's, like, we can all lift up the boat because we're all looking at these different trades, but we're looking at them with the same lens, the same type of training, and the same type of strategies and methodology, which is
huge. And I want to say to that point, that helps in the forum because it's, I don't know everything yet, obviously, but if I'm in the forum and I'm reading what they're saying and I can see where they're going with it, because we're learning the same things. Like I said, I didn't see UPS, but I saw what they said. I read through their information. I was like, this is legit. This may be something. Same with MasterCard. And it's not that I did the technical work. It's I trusted in what my gut is learning to trust in as I'm learning and reading what they say. And then I'm like, okay, well, I'm willing to take a chance on this because I think they're correct. And the last 2 days, I made $1,000 on pretty much three trades. And I had a couple of losses in there, four trades maybe. But that's all included in me still coming out on top. Like, okay, I was like, let me cut this one short. Let me do this here. But in the last 2 days, I made essentially $1,000 after losses. So.
Right. So you're net, you still up $1,000.
And when I started, I literally thought, oh, I hope in 6 months I could just like make $500 a month. Just want to get a couple of things in my life and continue to buy sneakers. But at this rate, I'm like, okay, wait, hold on. I want to down for a house. Nice. Now, I might take a couple of years still. I'm not talking about tomorrow, but I have, like, if I'm doing all this, and as part of having all of these other avenues, it's like my learning curve is like exponential in a sense. So if I take this exponential learning curve and I get it quicker because I'm willing, like I said, I jumped in with 2 feet and now I'm learning how to swim. Well, I mean, why not? You paid off your mortgage. Why can't I get it down? That's how I look at it.
Yeah. I mean, I won't say it's easy to pay off your mortgage on the market, but it's totally possible.
Right.
And we can, let's talk about what's possible. And so people can kind of get an idea, and you too. So you did the Facebook trade and you posted it in the forum. We had people post a screenshot of their profits and you posted yours and you made $5,000. So talk about the strategy going into that, why you took that trade. And also, like, if you didn't have the training, how do you think you would have played that trade?
Oh, okay. So I actually have my notes up. Hold on 1 second. Cause I wanted to make a point that right before that trade, I had a dry week, which was just a lot of preparing and waiting. The week before that, I had a VA put trade that netted me $1,000. So I went from netting $1,000 to the Facebook trade of $5,000 2 weeks later. So I didn't even realize that until you asked me to do this. And I was like, oh, okay, because I just been grinding, right? Yeah. So I actually took time to go back and I was like, wait, I had like this one and then this one right behind it. And like the last couple of days, so I was like, wait, I'm really getting this. No wonder they asked me. Because at first I was like, why didn't want me? I don't know. I'm just grinding. So then we get to Facebook and it's after our discussion in class. And I'm like, I'm going to do some type of, I don't know, 2-to-1, 3-to-1 straddle during earnings. But I think it's going to go down because at that point in the market, it didn't matter what you were doing. It was going to go down. And if you missed, it was going to go down.
It was getting murdered.
Facebook stays in trouble. Okay. So I was a little bit heavier on the downside than the upside. No, a lot bit heavier. Cause that was my strategy. It was the 3-to-1.
Yeah. So you believed it was going down, but you had the protection in case it shot up. Yeah.
And
Those who don't know what we're talking, like, we teach this strategy to have, if you're bullish, we teach you to have protection on the downside. If you're bearish, we teach you how to have protection on the upside, just in case it reverses and goes the opposite way, which is so smart because most people just 50-50 bet. Like, it's either going down or up. I'm either going to win it all or lose it all. But so, all right. So back to.
And that was November. I was losing it all. It was not happening. And I had no put strategies or anything in place like I did the last couple of days. So with I remember exactly what I did Facebook. I said, all right, I got a little over 400 left in the account that I can use. I said, I'm going to use it on Facebook. I'm going to put all I can and buy the best put I can with insurance. So I scrolled through and I saw the best put I could with insurance. And I'm like, well, that's the best one I can get. So I'm getting that one, because what I'm learning in my journey is too far out the money. It ain't pretty. And I was like, but I have the insurance, but it didn't do anything because it's too far out the money. So
exactly.
On this strategy, it was, I am put heavy, but I need a good call. So I put 400 of it on Facebook and like the rest on a call, like, okay, let's do this. Earnings hit that day. I brought it that morning. It hit that afternoon and it dropped $75. I was like, oh, because I'm still learning calculations, right? I was like, oh, I should have like $1,500 in the morning. Ah, I'm winning. I wake up, I was like, 5,000. Wait, what?
Sell, right?
And it still dropped a few more dollars. I didn't care. Sell. Right. It went from 400 to 5,000. And by the time, you realize it was 499 and some change, because, they take their commission. That was all right with me. Take your little 65 cents.
Right. So that's so powerful. So you went from using $500, putting in the correct strategy, and then the next day, boom, you turn it into 5,000. That's like 1,000% return.
It was 1,100%. I have a spreadsheet. Nerd alert. I have a spreadsheet. I calculated. It was 1,100%.
1,100% return, right? And so I think what's powerful about it is most people are not even aware that you can make money from a stock falling. Most people would have just been piled in with calls or bought the stock, like, it got to go up. And if it don't go up, I'm just in trouble. Whereas we had the strategy where if it fell, we got paid. And if it shot up big enough, we broke even or we got paid a little bit. So how do you think you would have played that before the training? Like, assuming you didn't know about our strategies, our strangles.
Exactly, and how I would have done it. There is a guy I know who put a lot of money into Facebook stock, and he was down like 15,000 that day. I could see me thinking I put some money in stock, right? Facebook always go up, right? I used to say that at the beginning of my journey. I don't say that. And I could see me buying a call or buying the stock thinking it's going to go up and putting a good like 5,000 in the stock. It's going to go up. And I would have turned 5,000 to 400 instead of 400 into 5,000. I already know that that's what would have happened. That's what would have happened if I hadn't.
Wow.
If I hadn't gotten to the point where I actually started, and I don't want to say I didn't listen, but started understanding why the strategies are important. I had had enough lessons. I don't call them losses. I call them lessons. I've had enough lessons where I'm starting to understand the strategies behind it. There are people panicking today that I know. And today I was like, go down. When 3 months ago, I was like, oh my God, what's going on? Today I was like, you know what I mean?
And that's most people. The stocks are falling. They're just like, I don't even want to look at my account. And I'm like, ooh, keep falling.
Right. And today I was just like, let me check it to make sure it's still falling. Okay, it's still falling. Let me go do something else. Okay. I'm coming. I come back, like you said, I'm finally get to the point where I come back after your 3 o'clock numbers, after 12 o'clock here. I'm like, okay, what is it doing? Do I sell? Do I buy? And I was just looking at the number. That BA put I did, I thought I was a G. I had 143% return on that BA put. But that Facebook one made me go, there's a lot of possibilities in this thing, you know? Once you start putting the right, it's the strategies. Because even on some of the losses I took today were because the calls didn't lose a lot and I didn't want the call to just keep going down. But some of the calls are still in play because I have so much time that I could put volume to it and let it go back up because it's still within the cycle of the pattern. It hasn't broken pattern. So if it goes down, it shoots down that extra 25%. Well, why don't I add like 2 to 3 and see if it goes up, even not like right away, but as if I'm watching the
if it's staying within that pattern.
Right.
Yeah, which is something we were talking about today, because a lot of people's like, should I take profit on my puts? I'm like, well, I'm closing mine out because some of this stuff is down near the 200 day or it's down near support where we think it's going to bounce, but then we'll let our calls ride. And I think, well, I know in my personal position, I'm bullish the stock, but I have puts on it. So my stock was losing money today, but my puts was more than making up for it. I closed out the puts, which offset my stock loss, but I can hold the stock as it comes back up because we're in good companies.
Right.
And those little tweaks is the difference between being profitable and being, I did a video called The Death of the Retail Trader. That's the difference between dying and living in this game. Some people come with their last 5,000 and it's just, all right, putting it all on black. It got to go up.
Right.
So I love it. You implement the strategies. You're making money. More importantly, you're not blowing up your account. Like, I don't know if I even care if people make money, because I know if they follow the strategies, they'll eventually make money. Right. What I'm learning that we're really trying to do is keep people from blowing up their account. Because I always say there's no one trade that will make you rich, but there is one trade that will blow up your entire account.
Right. And I think I blew it up about half by the end of the year. Like I said, it was 5,000-6,000 loss after I made the, you know, five. And I was like, whoa. So it wasn't like totally terrible, but I was like, well, there's still plenty in there for me to, you know, rev it up. And as I started using more of your strategies, I did just put another load in there to help me be able to have a little more, to have, you know, all the insurance and everything. But it's better than if I put it in at the beginning of the year, even, because it's the strategies. It's understanding the reasoning behind the strategies and also learning to buy. If you're not going to buy the 0.70, it should be close, because those numbers work way different when you're too far out of the money or they work different.
It happens to a ton of people. There's a young lady, I won't say her name because she confided in me on Instagram, but she was in another group where she bought an Apple call option. Let's say Apple's trading at 100. Mm-hmm. This is before Apple was, let me see, what is Apple trading at right now? Because I want to give you like a better example. So Apple right now is trading at 170.
Okay.
Let's just say she bought a 230 strike price option that expires in like 4 days.
Ooh.
And it had like a 0.10 delta. I don't even know. It was something ridiculous.
Right.
And I was like, why'd you buy that one? She was like, in this group I'm in, they like, just buy the cheapest one you can afford. I'm like, well, you know why it was that cheap, right? And she like, nah. I'm like, has Apple ever moved almost $60 to $70 in a week? And she's like, well, no. I pulled up the chart and I'm like, that's why it's so cheap. The likelihood it's going to get there is like zero. So you just donate it. I think, and she only had like $500. She bought like, they were like 10 cents a contract. She bought as many as she could for 500. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, you just donated to the market. It's,
I donated.
No way.
Last week, I made the right call on Google and the wrong put. Right call, wrong put. And that put didn't do anything. And I was just like this. So it's a lesson of, there's a reason why you tell us certain things, you know what I mean? And if I can't get in the money puts, I get as close as, that's what I said, but Facebook, it was as close as I possibly could. It wasn't as far as I possibly could, and I can only get one. So while she might have gotten a bunch for her 500, I got one for 400. Right. And that 400 is what turned into the magic number.
Exactly, because it's better to have one of the right strike price put or call than to have 100 of the one that is just most likely never going to get to.
Exactly.
And I'm so glad that you're starting to grasp those concepts and take that in. So what do you, as we get ready to wrap up, so like, how are you feeling about your trading or investing now versus, you know, before, even before last year, just like with, now that you've seen the strategies work for you in real life, because it's one thing when I say that, it's one thing when you're doing a paper trading account, right? But now your emotions are involved. It's like real money. But then there's another thing when you, like, I hear my man, but like I did it and it actually worked. And I see why he says buy insurance, get this level delta, make sure you're buying the best option you can get, not as many options you get. But like now you start to kind of see what happens when you deviate from the plans, as well as what happens when you, and let me make sure everyone understands, they don't always work out. I am not saying every trade is going to be profitable, but it's about losing small. And when you're right big. So how do you feel about your trading before before taking my course, forget all that, but before actually seeing it work, like before you've done it and like, I never tried buying this type of put or getting some insurance, to doing it and seeing the benefit of what having insurance and the right strikes will do for you?
It makes me want to go back and do some of the homework I've had listed for weeks to do. And one of the homeworks, and I'm just being honest, I never finished putting my alerts in because I was, you know what I mean? And I'm like, and that's why I said it was really important for me to use the form right now, because I was like, as I'm learning the importance of all things, including learning the importance of the strategies. So when they go to the form and I see that UPS is at the top of the channel, I can go, okay. Now I'm like, okay, I've made money on MasterCard and UPS, and in the form, they were at the top of the channels. I need to put these alerts in. You know what I mean? Like it was, okay, let me go back and do those little things you don't think you need to do to even be better for the future, because if I'm already building better habits. So now let's add another habit to it, which is setting these alerts in that spreadsheet that you gave us. So let me go back. I've already put all the stocks in there. I just never went back and put the alerts in. So I'm like, okay, now let me go back and put all the alerts in and start using these things a little better. And then I'm not so quick to pull the trigger on things that I think, oh, maybe I should get it now. No, it went up a little more, or, you know, it's the confidence to be a little more stable in your emotions, to I think that's really it. It's the stability in the emotions. Because like I said, there are, you know, how do I word this? There are people who panic today. That's all I can say. And I was in there like, the strategies are working. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and November, it was not like that. I was like this in November, just like them panicking, like I'm losing all, how do I stop? I didn't have a stop loss, and I'm still learning how to put stop losses in, or do I put stop losses in, and just figuring out all those things. It takes time. And again, I just started September. I'm not even six full months in, and I'm doing these things. I think once I add even more of the nuances that you need in there to make you a better trader, it's only going to, you know, continue to get me better and better results as I go along. So I'm excited about the future, honestly. I'm like, you know, it's just less than 6 months in. Let's see what a year end is going to be like. You know what I mean? So I'm excited for my anniversary in September.
I'm excited for you. And what I'm hearing too, or I think what's important for people to understand, is it's the simple stuff that yields the results. Like when we say, like, guys, make a list of your 50 stocks, do this from each sector, then do this and set the alert. I know people be like, do I really? I just write it on a piece of paper. But like you said, what happens is when you don't set the alert, by the time you see it again and it bounced and went higher, you're like, oh, I was looking at that on its way back down. I forgot to set my alert, right? Life happens. You get busy at work, family, kids, whatever.
Right.
And you miss these opportunities. And so, or we'd be like, buy some insurance. People be like, but if I don't use it, then I just wasted $200-$300. It's like,
that's how
trust
I
me
think about it.
When the account tanks, you will be glad you spent $200-$300 on some insurance and it turned into $5,000, right? Yep. And so it's like, there's a reason we're teaching this stuff to keep you from blowing up your account. Then you're like, well, what if I don't use the insurance? Well, if you make $5,000 because the stock went up, then you only spent $400 on insurance. So you're still net profitable $4,600.
I call them mini spreads. They're not technical spreads, but I call them mini spreads. I'd be like, these mini spreads are working for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're a version of a spread, right? So it's so powerful. And then last but not least, as we wrap up, like, I find, and I love my guys in the group, I find the ladies in the group kind of like, it seems like the ladies are, how shall I say this? They're willing to ask what most people may consider the simple questions without worrying about their reputation or about their ego. So, like, what would you say to, like, the ladies out there who are thinking about getting in the game for trading? Because I find the ladies, I think the ladies do better than the guys, low key.
Listen, you know, the fear is going to be there. Do it anyway. I mean, we're usually doing it anyway. You know what I mean? You have to get to a place financially where you're going to be okay with the lessons that come along with this journey, because there are going to be some lessons. And, you know, in this economy, or, you know, whatever you might feel as a woman is a quote unquote handicap, which I never usually use. You go take a course and take your life, your future life in your own hands, make your own money. I've always been about that, though. So it's funny for me to say that out loud, because I assume that most people would do that, but make your own money. And this is a way to make your money. You have courses, we have trainings, we have forms, you can ask questions. I do the coaching as well. I mean, I literally jumped in 2 feet in, because I was like, I want to do this. And it's the best thing I could have done. Knowing what I wanted to do in life and where I am in life and things like that. And I think the freedom that it gives you, the freedom that it gives you to create the life that you want, take your life in your own hands and do it. And like Nike say, just do it, like literally.
It can be one of the things
you ever do for yourself.
Yeah, and thanks for sharing that. And I think what's also powerful is, like you said earlier, is that, like, you come in thinking, like, I'll just use this, make some extra money to buy some shoes. But when you start making $5,000 and $1,000 the week before that and $1,000 the week before, you're like, wait a minute, that's $7,000. You do start to realize, like, okay, how much is the down payment for that house or that car? Maybe I can pay for it cash if I can do this over a 6 month, 12 month time period. Yeah. What type of money could I really have? What type of buying power could I really have? And that's what happened for me. I had $200,000 into that DocuSign trade where I made $400,000, and we paid off the balance of our house. And you don't know what trade is going to do it or what investment is going to do it, and you don't know when. But if you stay in the game long enough,
those opportunities.
Yeah. Those opportunities will come. And as long as you've been, it's like going to the gym. If you got that muscle memory, when you see, like, ooh, I've seen stocks sell off like this before. I've seen this happen when they talk about interest rates. Right. I bought one put. Let me go in with five. Right. Now you're like, I just made $25,000 off of, you know, 2,000,
right,
or whatever the case may be. Right. And that's what I was saying. When we get into this trade, you'll start to see what's possible, because now what you really start to see is it's a numbers game. So you're like, okay, so had I had this much in that, like, ooh, okay. Had I had this much in the Boeing trade, I wouldn't have made $1,000. I would have made 3,000 or 10,000. Right. Had I had this much in Facebook, I would have made this much. As long as you got insurance, you can't put the whole account in there. And if it goes against you, you just out the game because you just tried to make a double up. So I want to be clear with that too, because that's not just saying put it all on black, because you would have made, but it's like you had the insurance if it went the other way, and then you had the direction you thought it was going. That's what I call direction neutral trading, where we're not just saying, is it going to go up or is it going to go down? It's like, if it go down, I'm good. If it go up, I'm good. Now let's let the chips fall where they may.
It happened with Disney. Remember we were talking about that? But I had insurance. So when it shot up, I was like, oh. But I was like, well, thank God for the insurance. And today, the put started making money again. And I brought time. So, like, depending on what it is, like with calls, I might buy a little longer time than the put. But I don't buy them usually all the time at the same time. So I have more time for the put to action because it's a March put, March 18th. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, I have a little time for that to come back, but I've already taken the call money because
you already closed the call. Nice. Cause that's what we talked about. When it pops up or down, close that leg out first and bring that money home.
Yep. Yep.
And that's so it's like now your put gets a free ride.
Yep.
Cause it popped. When we looked at the trade, I think it was five for the call, five for the put. So $10. It popped $10 or $11.
Right.
So as soon as you close it out, you got all that money back. And then you got your put, which is starting to sell off, that you can take for a free ride.
Yep. And I have all the way to March to let it ride however it needs to go. And as soon as I see that positive and a good amount, I can take it and go.
Man, that makes me feel good. I always say, like, not everybody is cringing when the market goes down. Not everybody's losing money. And I'm fortunate that some of our students are the ones that are not losing money. In fact, are making money when things sell off and aren't panicking, like you said. Because there's people who are panicking, and it's just a blessing to not be one of the ones panicking. And it's powerful to have the strategies for when what's typically thought of as a tragic event for us, it's like it's money making time. Another member, I won't say her name, but she posted because she had the puts. She would have been down 700, but she made 500 on her put, so she was only down 200.
And still has time for her put to kind of.
And still got time for her cause, right? So it's like, that's what this is about. Right. That's what this is about. Now she's not panicking.
Strategies are really where it's at, because you got to be able to play both sides of the market at the right time. And you can't. That's what I'm so happy I got over that insurance is just blowing money, because insurance is how you ride the wave and make money going up or down. It's
yes.
Insurance is the way to go.
Yes. I would say we buy insurance for our car, our house, but we don't protect our portfolio. Like why not?
Right. I even had somebody, I was like, cause at the beginning I was in front of the computer a lot more because I'm learning. So I'm trying to learn patterns, trying to learn how to read the charts and everything. And I was like, well, sometimes if I see a chart is going up and I know it's going to, you by the pattern, you know, it's going to drop. That's $300 made that day or the next day. Why wouldn't I take that? And the person, one of the people who told me to get into stocks, they said they don't have time to look at charts. And I was like,
that's okay. A major component of it.
Well, listen, I don't want to do it daily. You don't have to. I was like, I'm choosing to because I'm learning. I was like, there are times I go away. I say when I go away the last 2 days, my accounts were gaining. As soon as I look, they reverse. I turned the computer back off until 1 o'clock. Like, it was like, no, you know, but you have to be able to read charts and do all that. But I thought it was the most fundamental part of it that they didn't want to do. And I'm like, oh, you probably won't even get training either, will you? It's okay. Good luck to you, bro.
Not reading the chart, it's like saying, I don't want to check the weather before I walk out the door. Like, I don't want to read and know if it's going to snow, rain. I don't know if I need an umbrella, snow boots. I'm just going to go out here and hope I get to my destination. I don't really care what the weather is. It's like reading the chart is like, what's the weather of the market? Like, oh, it's raining tomorrow, right? Oh, it's snowing. Oh, stocks are okay. It's going to be sunshine and real soon look like the sun getting ready to rise, right? So it's such a fundamental part of the process.
I've had enough losses in my 20s and 30s and just life, like I said, just trying different things that I'm at the place where I knew I didn't want to invest without taking some courses first. It was just, who course am I going to take? And the people I come through, I'd always come back to you. And I was like, well, let me just take a chance on this first one. And the first one was like, oh, okay, this is okay. He teaches these, you know what I mean? It was like, I had to get over the fact that I was about to pay $300 for a course. Well, no, at the time, whatever the amount was, I think it was like 500. I was like, I'm about to pay $500 for this course. I was like, but how else am I going to get the information? How long will it take me to do it on my own? We need to cut this, and I'm already past my retirement age. I said as a kid, we're not trying to go too much further.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Listen, well, awesome. Well, I appreciate you jumping on here, chatting with me. I know this discussion is just gonna help so many people think differently about their portfolio, about how they're investing, trading, whatever they want to call what they're doing. Because they're hearing it from real people who are having real success and real results, that without the information, obviously we wouldn't be here having this conversation. So I appreciate you being willing to, jump on camera and just talk about your experience and what you're learning. So any final words before we wrap up?
I just want to say thank you for, like I said, offering this up. I'm like most people. I don't talk about my finances. I mean, like, people probably think I'm out here doing some crazy stuff because I'm single. I take care of myself in Southern California. And I have a really good life. And they're probably wondering, what am I doing? And so, I didn't really hesitate to say yes. I just knew that once I said yes, they're going to think it was this, but I just started this. So I've just been knowing how to budget. You know what I mean? Like, I've been a baller on a budget all these years.
Right. Your next big moves is going to be because of this.
Because of this. Right. Now you can know what's about to happen. But literally, I've just been a baller on a budget. Now, like I said, now what's coming, y'all going to know why. Y'all going to know why.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Tanisha, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate you. And I'm just looking forward to seeing, you know, the rest of your growth and me and the community. We're here for you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you're ready to learn how to have your money work hard for you instead of you working hard for it, then I want you to join us inside Power Trades University. Power Trades University is my group coaching program where we look for real trades in the real market every week for 2 hours live. It's all recorded and timestamped in case you can't make it live. You also have access to my amazing community of traders, plus access to all of my best-selling stocks and option courses, and even my masterclasses. Just head on over to www.powertradesuniversity.com. Once again, just head on over to www.powertradesuniversity.com, and I'll see you on the inside.